From the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Today on the program, it's part two of our two-part series dedicated to the Launch Music Conference. Late last month, on April 26th, 27th, and 28th, Lancaster, Pennsylvania welcomed the fourth annual Launch Music Conference, where hundreds of bands performed on 20 stages across the city. During the day, music industry professionals held workshops and sessions at the convention center, and vendors filled the trade show floor. The Woodstove House was there with our good friends at Tri-State Indie, your local, regional, and national online independent music news source. We chatted with a handful of bands from around the country and are featuring four of them on today's program. Complimentary video versions of these interviews will be featured on tristateindie.com in the coming weeks, so be sure to follow Woodstove House and Tri-State Indie on Facebook and Twitter to keep up with what's happening. Coming up on this program, conversations with Lunik from New York City, Nashville's Chip Green, and Tara Lane from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. But our first band comes to us from Nashville. This is Darling Parade with a song called When It's Over on Around the Wood Stove. That was When It's Over from Darling Parade on Around the Wood Stove. We caught up with the band at the Tri-State Indie booth during the 2012 Launch Music Conference. For the Wood Stove House and Tri-State Indie, I'm Jason Mundock. This is Tri-State Indie Live. We are at the Launch Music Conference, Lancaster, Pennsylvania. This is Launch 2012. And joining me is Darling Parade, all the way from Nashville. Just rolled into town. Welcome.
Thank you.
We're really excited that you're here. There's a lot of bands that I've looked at over the when the schedule came out for Launch. You go through the hundreds of bands to try to see who you want to talk to and who you want to get on these shows and who you want to go see in the showcase. And you guys were on the shortest of the short list for me since the minute I first heard you. And there was one of the reasons for that was this video that you did for this track off of the latest EP. All right, song's never wrong, right?
Yes.
I'm not wrong in saying that.
You're not.
And you made a video for that. That was just really, really striking, and it kind of blew me away. And I want to get into that. So first, we'll do some introductions, and then we'll talk about the video. So
right.
With me here is
Kristen on the vocals.
I'm Nate. I play guitar and do some singing.
I'm Casey. I play the drums.
And I'm Dustin, and I play bass and also do a bit of singing.
So Never Wrong is from an EP that you guys put out in November of 2011, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Recorded, I'm assuming, in Nashville. Mixed by somebody who does a lot of work in this area, Dustin Burnett. It's a great sounding record, and the single, I'm assuming, right, is Never Wrong. Is
it? Yes.
So tell me about recording the album and sort of the production behind that album, what it was like to make this record versus your previous records, and then we'll talk about the vid.
We kind of wanted like just a fresh sound for us, a more mature sound, and so we were going for really radio friendly kind of stuff. But just kind of like a broad spectrum of sound, from anything from really serious, like the Remember track, to Never Wrong. It's got a very serious like lyric to it,
yeah.
But it's just really flowing and cool. And we just wanted something that kind of set us apart from the other bands that we're competing with right now. So.
Well, you did a fantastic job. So then you decided to make a video for it. And why, you did this independently, or did somebody?
Well, Nate?
It is. It's all released independently. Yeah. We recorded the album with our friend John King, who's our producer in Nashville, and then our other friend Dustin Burnett mixed it for us. And we had, I guess, through some connections, we found a video director in Los Angeles. His name is Kurt Nishimura, and we actually flew him to into Nashville to do the video with us, and then he also brought a director of photography with him, so we kind of had the full setup for the video, and we went up to Illinois to my family's farm in Illinois to do the video. So it was a pretty cool weekend, but yeah, it was all independent. It's just us. Yeah.
So why does a band like you decide to take the step to produce such a high quality video? Why do you feel that's important for you at this point?
It's just so we can do basically what we're doing right now, which is get it on to VH1 and MTV, which is all happening in the last couple weeks. It takes a really high quality video to do that. They don't always take, I mean, you can go and spend, you know, you can do it real cheap and record it with your iPhone, but you're really not going to get any serious play out of it on any of the real serious legitimate channels. So it's just important to, you know, you have to spend money to make money, and that's just how it is. That's what we went with on the video.
And how's it working out for you in terms of what's the video done for the band?
Well, we just now started getting it on the actual like TV channels and everything. Like that just happened. VH1 just happened last week. MTV actually just happens on Monday. So
that's great.
We haven't really seen all that happen yet. We're just kind of waiting to see what happens, I guess, after next week. We'll see.
One of the things that's most striking, I think, about the video for me is the colors. The way that the colors, I mean, they're gorgeous, and I don't know if you know, you're part of that process or part of that decision making process, but it's really cool how each segment of the video has some very strikingly but a different palette of colors.
I will say it was really, really beautiful outside whenever we did the video.
Like
the very beginning, I mean, it was just a gorgeous day and no clouds at all, about 115 degrees. It was awesome. And I was shaking my head no for the podcast, just so you know. it was really pretty, but Kurt, he's done coloring on Britney Spears videos, a lot of really big videos. He's really great at all the editing and everything like that, so we were really lucky to get him to do that for us.
What's the thing? I got to ask this question. At the very end of the video, is it straw that you pull out of your hair?
It is. Okay. It's straw.
We weren't sure. You couldn't really tell.
I know. I was wondering if you'd be able to tell. But,
no. I was like, well, is that
kind of like a finishing touch?
Yeah, we weren't sure if like you had gotten abducted and that was some sort of like alien implant that came out. Like, oh, okay, so I'm back from the abduction. But then,
oh man,
it was a dream, but was it?
But was it? Maybe the next video will explain more. You
okay.
know.
Well, my daughter, she was like, maybe it's straw. And I was like, duh. Yeah, it's straw. Empty promises you keep. Only spaces left where you should be.
Just us coming up for it. And I
That's the single called Never Wrong from Darling Parade on a 2012 Launch Music Conference special edition of Around the Woodstove. We'll have links to the Never Wrong video on the show posts at woodstovehouse.com and tristateindie.com. Another track on this record is called Remember, right? It's a mellower track. And you had a special guest vocalist sing
yes.
on this. Talk about
Steven
that
Christian. We actually got to write with him. He's a great guy, super nice, and we were fortunate enough to be able to get to have him on our track, which, I mean, he's got a great voice, and it's a really cool song. It's, I don't know, it's more about, like, missing somebody that you're far away from, and you're, that feeling that you have, you know, when you're away from that person. So it's a cool song.
Yeah, it came out really well.
Yeah. It was pretty much an honor to have him on our track. We listened to him. He's one of our favorite bands. Amberlynn is.
But how were you able to make that? Did you bring him to Nashville when you were recording, or did you get to go somewhere else?
Well, he's actually from Nashville, so
oh, okay.
When he's home and not touring, it was pretty convenient for him.
I miss you here next to me. It's too quiet, the table's empty. This town's not friendly. When you're not here, here with me. I want you to know that nothing's over till we say it's over here. To remember, I don't think we've lost forever. Look how far that we've come.
That's a song called Remember from Darling Parade, featuring guest vocals by Steven Christian from Amberlynn. We're talking to the band about songs from their 2011 EP, Until We Say It's Over. There's another track on this on the record that really stands out to me, and that's Long Way Back.
Yeah.
It's a track that really, I mean, your sound is, you know, makes me want to roll my windows down anyway and drive real fast and
yeah.
You know. And this song in particular. Can you talk about that song just a little bit?
It's actually funny you say that. I wanted to express, like, the feeling you get when you roll your windows down in the summertime. I've always, like,
totally.
Wanted a song like that.
You nailed
so
it.
When we wrote it, it just kind of came across that way because we were all in that mindset. Like, that's how it needed to sound, that feeling that you get.
Yeah.
It's funny you say that. But, yeah, it's just a really fun summery feeling kind of song.
Yeah.
So.
Baby, it's a long way back.
talking to Darling Parade on a 2012 Launch Music Conference special edition of Around the Wood Stove.
So you have 3 EPs under your belt. You've had some great success with that. You're getting a ton of, you know, stuff on the internet. The video I saw had almost 30,000 views. You're playing all over the place. But I see you have a new full-length record that you're working on now. Tell me about that. Tell me about what you've got planned for the summer. What do you have planned for the next record?
Well, we're actually starting on that. What's today, the 27th?
Yeah, today's the 27th.
We get home tomorrow, and then we have the 29th off, and then on the 30th, we're going up to a cabin for a week, and we're just going to stay in a cabin and write. So that'll be the first of our 2 weeks of writing, and then like the third week, we'll go straight into the studio.
Nice.
And start doing the full length, and hopefully get that done by June in time to hopefully hop on a tour in July and finish out the summer touring. So.
Well, thanks so much for stopping and chatting with us for a little bit about your music, and welcome to Lancaster. I hope you have a great show tonight. We're really glad you're here with us, and when you come back around, let us know and stop in, and I'd love to feature the new album when it's ready to come out. We can do a show about it. We can get it covered on Tri-State Indie. All right. Thanks
awesome.
So much, guys.
Thank you.
Next up on Around the Wood Stove, it's New York City's Lunik. Here's a track from their 2009 full-length album, Love Thief. This is a song called Hymn on Around the Wood Stove. At the Launch Music Conference 2012 with Lunik, all the way from New York City. Thank you for coming.
Thanks for having us.
And welcome back to Lancaster.
Thanks.
So we have Katie, Megan, and Masha from Lunik. And I want to talk about some of the new material you have coming out this summer. And you've been releasing it by way of video. Talk about the sort of the reason behind that. Why have you chosen to leak out some of this new material through these videos that are on your website?
Well, the main reason is our album that came out in 2009, Love Thief, is very different from the new album. We made a complete left turn in terms of genre. So
yeah, it's like an indie rock album, kind of a full rock band sound.
Yeah, so we changed our sound, and being that it's been like 3 years since we released anything, we just decided that we don't want to have nothing up there for the whole year that we're making the new album. So we're like, well, let's just put like, you know, the first 3 songs up as we finish them to give our fans an idea of what our new sound is going to be and kind of ease them into it.
And has it worked?
Yeah.
What kind of feedback have you been getting from these?
So our video Far Away has already gotten about 20,000 hits. So that's been a really positive response on that video. Oh no, I guess it's up to 30,000. Yeah. Goes up daily.
Yeah, I think that might have been the first video that I saw.
Yeah.
There's some really beautiful strings, some really beautiful violin on that.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous instrument.
It's a little tough to get past the pole at times, watching the video. But and conceptually, in front of pole dancing in front of masked, sort of a masked audience. What's the story behind that?
I think we like to leave the concept behind our music videos up to the viewer. Okay. You know, we like to leave them open to interpretation. Same with songs.
I live days and nights like you. Everyone just passing through. Take all I can get in one day, 'cause tomorrow seems so far away. Bide your time, test your luck. A little white pill, another quick fuck in the world.
That was Far Away by my guests in Lunik. We'll have links to all the new Lunik videos on the show post at woodstovehouse.com and tristateindie.com. Now back to the conversation on Around the Wood Stove.
So let's move on to a track called Moving On, which is a little bit more of an obvious video. It's you all having fun, you know, in New York. Couple things about that, though. There seemed to be these shots of random strangers. Were those folks that you just sort of picked up along the way, or was that planned?
No, we just kind of ran around the streets all day, and we just approached strangers, and we played our we had a little like boombox that we played it for.
Played the song for them. Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
And the cool thing about it was our videographer was from England, and I think it was one of his first times visiting New York City, and he was really excited about all the different types of people, and it was cool because like it was a perspective of someone from a foreign country
seeing
the city for the first time. And so we liked how it kind of symbolized like a new beginning, like moving on, and
right
from his perspective.
There was also several shots of you playing on a rooftop with this skyline in the background. Where was that shot?
That was in near Midtown in New York City, on top of an apartment building.
Oh, cool.
So
is that your apartment
really
building?
Pretty. Or? No, no.
A brand new track called Moving On by Lunik on Around the Wood Stove.
And then there's another track that you've been highlighting called Self-Destruct. Now, this is a bit of a darker song, but the video seems even more conceptual. I love the space where you made this video. And I'm going to have all these linked up on the different websites for people to go and see. It seemed like it was like an estate of some kind, maybe, where they have weddings. Can you talk about that location and what that was like shooting that video?
Yeah, that was fun. That was a big mansion in Fairfield, Connecticut. And we did that over a few days, the shoot.
Okay. And you had other people, actors, I guess, brought in to
perform. We had the little girl and our ballerina and our man.
Another masked man. I sense a theme.
Yes.
The lyrics to Self-Destruct were a little more abstract. So again, it's one of those situations where everything's like symbolic.
Sure.
So even though you see a child and a ballerina, it's not just about a child and a ballerina.
You see in red, I see black. You take it all, I give it back. You catch the sky, you make. But I don't even know what day it is today. Some things you'll never understand. This is who I am.
That was Self-Destruct by Lunik. There will be links to all the new Lunik videos on the show posts at woodstovehouse.com and tristateindie.com. We're talking to Lunik on a special 2012 Launch Music Conference edition of Around the Woodstove.
I want to talk about the transition a little bit. You mentioned before about switching genre between the album in 2009 and the new album that's coming out this summer. How did that transition happen, and what, you know, what was the reasoning behind going in this more electronic route?
So it happened over time, just being the main songwriter of the band. I've always been a fan of electronic music, and I've always wanted Lunik to be very electronic. But the other side of music is learning how to get what's in your head out when you're working with different producers, engineers, drummers, musicians. So the same way that the three of us came together is the same way, it's the same process that helped our sound evolve into what I personally have always wanted this band to be. So I think, you know, writing songs is more than just,
it's more than genre.
Yeah, like you could take one of our songs and do it acoustic, you could do it rock. Some of them could be rap, like Far Away is very monotone. So it just kind of all came together over the 3 years after Love Thief. We listened back and we were like, what do we love? What aren't we loving about it? And, you know, we just developed into a new place musically.
Well, it sounds great. And you're showcasing tonight at the Mosaic stage for Launch. Our friends at Mosaic, I'm sure they're looking forward to having you there. And I wish you a great show.
Thank you so much.
When's the new album going to be out? Summer 2012. Do you have a date?
Well, we just finished it. I think the date is going to be around September, right?
Yeah. Late
September 1st.
Okay, great. Yeah. Well, keep us posted on what you're doing, and we'll be sure to plug it on the show.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
Katie, Megan, Masha from Lunik. For Tri-State Indie and the Woodstove House, this is Tri-State Indie Live, coming to you from Launch 2012.
Next week on the program, it's another Launch Music Conference main stage act, Ducky Duke from the Harrisburg-based rock band Ducky and the Vintage. The band played two killer sets at Launch this year, one a stripped-down acoustic set at Lancaster Dispensing Company, and the second on the main stage at the Lancaster Convention Center.
Days of the Walking Dead, glitter and skeletons on the floor, got no breath to fade around. Many crows have came and went as before. No need to be afraid of the cold and dusty rain.
I caught up with Ducky a few weeks ago to chat about his recent television appearances on The Voice and Last Call with Carson Daly and the band's brand new album that was released this week. That's next week on Around the Woodstove. And now back to part two of our two-part 2012 Launch Music Conference edition of Around the Woodstove. Next up is Nashville's Chip Green. Here's Everything About You from Chip's latest album, Live at Mercy Lounge.
Sky, all comes true in the back of my mind. Waited so long, now I know what I have to do. I'm lost without you. Bye.
the Woodstove House in Tri-State Indy. This is Tri-State Indy Live. I'm Jason Mundock with Chip Green from Nashville, Tennessee. Welcome, Chip. Welcome to Launch.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
But this isn't the first time you've been to Launch or Lancaster, right?
No. This is the fourth time.
The fourth time out of four.
Yeah.
So I think you're the first person.
Wait, they started in 2009?
It was. This is the fourth one.
Okay. Well, then that is true.
Yeah. I guess I'm trying to do the math real quick. But
yeah.
You're the first person that I've met that I think's been, as far as an artist goes, that's been to all four.
Yeah.
So what brings you back? What brings you to Lancaster to do the Launch Conference?
Well, other than just loving the Amish country.
Nice.
You know, no, it's great to come up here. It's totally different from our scene in Nashville and in the Southeast in general. Also gives me a good excuse to book more shows up here.
In the Northeast, yeah.
So I've been out for almost 3 weeks now.
Oh, great.
I started at the Dewey Beach Festival 2 weekends ago. And so I had that booked, had this booked, and I filled in the gaps with dates in, you know, from Brooklyn to Philly, D.C., Baltimore, New Haven, on and on and on.
Hey, that's great. If you can make that work, that's a great way to, you know, to get up to the area and visit the conference.
So I see these festivals as kind of the anchors. So that's why I do it every year. If they'll have me, I come up.
You've been on the road for a while, right? You've been touring around for a long time.
Meaning
in general, yeah.
Sure. Yeah, I've been hitting it hard since about 08.
Okay.
Yeah. January of 08 is when we really first went out as a band in earnest. I'm a solo artist, but I've had a band, you know, that I play with. I also play sometimes with just my percussionist. And this time I'm out solo.
Is that right?
Just me, yeah.
All three weeks?
Yeah.
And how's that been for you? How's that contrast?
It's really
with the
great,
band?
You know, like it's been a good exercise to make me kind of get back to the heart of the songs and not hide behind the band, you know.
Right.
And it's been really good, and the crowd response has been phenomenal. You know, people like, you know, the intimacy of an acoustic performance, and you know, it makes me rethink these songs a little bit. And try some new stuff out.
That's cool. Yeah. And speaking of rethinking songs, so your last album was a live album.
Right.
Right. And that was after, was it three or four studio albums?
Well, I have one full length and then three EPs.
Okay.
Three studio EPs and then a fourth live EP.
Got it.
So the first EP was like a teaser for the full length record. It was more or less a demo of songs that was on that were on that album. And then I put out an EP of we had all this extra studio material after the first full-length record that I was just sitting on for a long time. And
sure.
But the guy that I was working with is such a tech whiz. He had done remixes and alternate versions and all, you know, and I was like, why are you wasting all this time on this stuff? But I ended up putting that out as an EP.
Oh, great.
And then I did a solo or a side project with a buddy of mine named Megan Light, and we called it Green Light. You know, go figure. And that came out in 2010.
Okay.
So the live record was 2011, and I'm working on a new full length now.
Why a live album? Like, what was that decision?
Because I kept, you know, that's a good question. The studio album, the first full length studio record, took a long time to make.
Right.
My producer and I had, we were doing it on our own, home recording, kind of before the we're now in the era of home recording.
Absolutely.
But this was the early 2000s when we started thinking about that. And we made probably three records, and we trashed, you know, two versions before we got to the final product. And the final product is good. It's a great record. I'm proud of the songs and I'm proud of the production, but a criticism that I have and that I've heard from a lot of people is that it doesn't sound real organic, and that bugs me. And so, you know, I've been playing live a lot since that record came out, but, you know, there are, of course, a ton of people who haven't seen me live.
Right.
And so the live record was kind of to prove something, you know. Also, it was kind of a happenstance thing. I didn't plan on putting that out. It was a benefit for a cancer organization, and it was a charity show, and they just ended up taping the show, and I didn't listen to it for a year because I didn't think it was very good. And then we listened to the tapes and like, well, this isn't bad, you know, and
So it wasn't an intentional, it wasn't a show that was intentionally recorded as a live album then?
No, not at all.
Oh, wow.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all. And for me it was just archival. And because I walked away, we had maybe one rehearsal for the show, and the guys, my drummer, he drums for Michael McDonald, and they were going out on the road that night, so we had to get on stage and off stage really quickly. We just felt rushed. And I walked away going, well, that was all right, but, you know.
Right, yeah.
You know, and there are mistakes, don't get me wrong. Like, it, you know, I'm missing some notes, you know, here and there, and we screw up the ending of a song. And so, but I kind of like live albums that have that stuff because it humanizes.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I mean, I love listening to live records. So that's probably more than anything else, like, just my personal love of live albums. You know, I grew up listening to like the Springsteen live set, and I don't know.
Yeah, there's some incredible Springsteen boots that have become very famous over the years.
Oh, sure.
Christic Institute 90 was the one, I think it was 90. It was like one of my favorite albums.
Yeah.
I don't know if he would feel good about people saying that. But
I don't know. I think he'd probably be okay with it.
According to what I read about Live at Mercy Lounge, there's Water and Wine is the only new song on it that wasn't a reinterpretation of an old song, which makes
that's
a
right,
lot
but
of sense.
But it is actually reinterpretation. That's from the Greenlight EP.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah.
So new to...
Yeah, it's new for me as a solo artist, but those are all used cars on that record. But, you know, I actually kind of wanted to have different versions, like a live version of those songs from... exactly and approximately, just so people could hear the way that it sounds different from the record, which that record is real electronic, and you know, we use a lot of percussion loops and you know, just different, a lot of synth and stuff, and the live experience is with the band is quite different. It's more garage bandy,
sure,
I guess.
That was Water and Wine from Chip Green on a 2012 Launch Music Conference edition of Around the Wood Stove. Were you able to mix the record after, or was it all tracked right off the board mix?
That's another reason that I decided to put it out, is because it was they gave us, you know, separated tracks and everything. So we, you know,
yeah,
it was recorded very well.
Yeah,
like
absolutely.
It was tracked very well, one of my buddies in Nashville took it, and he just tweaked a couple of things. He didn't have to do much. And he called me over, and he's like,
"Sounds good.
I just moved a couple of things around, but here's what we've got," you know, and so.
That's good. Yeah. That's really cool. What can an audience, well, I guess this is kind of an interesting question, because you've played both solo and as a duo, and also as a band, but if I'm an audience member and I'm just learning about you, what can I expect at a live show? What's the mood of that show?
Okay. Living room, I guess. I like going to shows where, you know, the artist puts you at ease and just, you know, I mean, it's great to go to shows where somebody's playing the front man and they're, you know, playing the rock star. With me, it's more this kind of thing. You know, I like to talk to the audience. I like to, you know, crack jokes at my own expense, and you know, just I'm a piano player who writes songs. You know, and it's great to have a band and you know, give that music some muscle. It's also great to pull it back and do it as a solo acoustic show, which is what I did last night at Telus 360, and had a great response from the crowd. Was really happy with that. That's a great space.
Neat room,
too.
Huh?
Yeah. Oh man, it was awesome, and we got to see the upstairs after we played, which was wonderful. He's got plans to do a whole venue up there.
Yeah, it's gonna be awesome for the town.
Yeah.
Each year, the Launch Music Conference brings hundreds of bands and music industry professionals to 20 stages across Lancaster City. My guest Chip Green has performed at all four Launch conferences. I caught up with Chip this year at the Tri-State Indie booth for Around the Wood Stove and Tri-State Indie Live.
One other question I wanted to ask you, since you're traveling by yourself now, right? You're on the road, so you don't have the influence of your band.
Which is really nice.
What do you listen to? What's queued up on the iPod in Chip Green's car?
You know what I've been doing? This is kind of interesting. That's a good question. I was thinking about doing some covers. Like, because when I'm playing for myself, just for and giggles, like, I'll play all kinds of stuff, old stuff, new stuff.
Right.
I think it's really important to know, literally know the music of your the people who influenced you. You know, like to be able to play those chords, hit those notes. And so I was going through and listening to different versions of one song, and I can't remember what it was, but so I had my song sorted alphabetically on the iPod.
By song, right.
By song.
Okay.
By song title. And then that just became the theme for the whole trip. So I've been listening A to Z. And it's better than shuffle, I gotta tell you. It's better than shuffle.
So if you have six bands doing the same song, you would hear all six?
Well, I could hit fast forward, but right.
But
so that's
neat.
That's kind of the idea.
You don't usually hear that, you know, especially with the iPod, right?
You either
shuffle it or you go pick an album.
Right, right.
That's great. Well, thanks for taking the time to chat with us today.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it.
Yeah, it's been awesome. Thank you.
And look forward to seeing you at Launch next year.
Yeah, and I'm playing tonight.
Where are you playing tonight? What's the show?
Convention Center lobby on the grand piano.
Nice.
So, yeah.
What time is that show?
That show is at 6:45.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, it's nice to meet you, Chip.
Yeah, you too.
Give it to me, baby.
Next up on Around the Wood Stove, it's Tara Lane from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Here's Stick Shift King on Around the Wood Stove.
Don't remember how I met you, but I need to be around you. It's like a drug. Staring at you while you're driving, switching shifts like a hellion. I'm all caught up.
Stovehouse in Tri-State Indy. I'm Jason Mundock. This is Tri-State Indy Live. We're at Launch 2012 with Tara Lane, all the way from Pittsburgh. Thanks for coming all the way across the state.
Thank you for having us.
This is great. We love Launch in Lancaster, and we're glad to have you because we get to meet all these great musicians who might not typically play Lancaster. Have you been to Lancaster before?
No, this is my first time.
All right. Well, good. We're glad you're here.
Actually, Eric's from around here.
It's true.
All right. Let's introduce the band then. It's all you, bro.
My name is Eric Downs. I play drums.
Hey, folks. I'm Dave Feaster. I play bass.
I am Alex Schwartz, and I play guitar.
So, Tara, you make some summer music.
Yes.
This is feel-good music.
Summer love and feel-good music.
And you've got a lot of stuff going on. I'm looking through some of your information. In October 2011, cover of Pittsburgh Smokescreen Magazine. Mm-hmm. Recognized by Iron City Sound as an artist on the rise. I don't know what that means, but it sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was something else that happened. The Pittsburgh Tribune, according to at least the information I had, documented you under something called The Life of a Struggling Artist. Can you tell me about that?
Yes. I came back from Nashville, and I just got back to Pittsburgh, starting to get back out on the music scene and everything. And I met a reporter, and he wanted to do a documentary on me. So he followed me around, and I was actually in a karaoke contest back then. And he followed me around through like the whole process of what I did every day, like band practice and booking and website stuff and all kinds of things. And what was really cool is he came to the contest, the competition, and I won. So it just like made the and just made the whole documentary.
So So you won the karaoke contest. Mm-hmm. What did you sing?
I sang Etta James, I'd Rather Go Blind, and I sang some Carrie Underwood, last name.
Very nice.
Mixed up a little bit.
So it was like a tournament?
Yes, it was over like a few weeks.
Oh wow,
mm-hmm.
That's serious stuff.
Yeah,
Pittsburgh's got some serious karaoke.
Karaokeers.
Well, that's great. Congratulations on that.
That's
a neat thing to win. So let's talk about this album. You put out your first album, the self-titled EP, last November. It's got a great feel. I mean, it's got a live feel to it, right?
Yep.
Makes me want to sit in a field and drink out of a keg.
That's awesome.
Right, in the summer.
I like when people say that.
And you've got, that's what it feels like.
Mm-hmm.
And I grew up in Western Pennsylvania, so.
Mm-hmm.
But you cut a video for the single, Beautiful Day. And I want to talk about that a little bit because it's a cool video. First of all, who owns the red convertible?
That was actually a funny story. We put an ad on Craigslist. We went out on Craigslist and we said,
we'll give
somebody $50 if they can give us like their cruiser. And they came up for the day. They had a good time, drank some beers, came up and we hung out. And it was really weird because like they had to let my drummer drive the car, but they did. They were like completely fine about it. I was like, I would not be, but okay.
Well, if they were drinking the beer, maybe the drummer would.
They were fine with it.
Where was it shot?
My farm, my family's farm.
Oh, fantastic. Where?
Mm-hmm. In Pulaski, PA.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Woke up good this morning. The sun was smiling through my window. Nature was sweetly singing, and the scent of you covered my pillow.
Work them shine.
It's a beautiful day. Today, and this
passion is fiercely knocking, and my dreams are so tired of waiting. The doors are bursting open, and I refuse to hesitate again. Ooh.
Beautiful Day from Pittsburgh's Tara Lane on a 2012 Launch Music Conference special edition of Around the Wood Stove.
This music is bluesy, sassy.
Mm-hmm. At least that's what I'm trying to go for.
Yeah, what do you listen to?
What do I listen to?
Yeah, where's this come from?
A lot of CCR. I do listen to a lot of country music. It's weird, but I have a very fond love for R&B too, and old blues like Muddy Waters and that kind of stuff. So you hear a lot of different influences, like Aretha Franklin's like one of my idols and that kind of thing.
What did you listen to driving across the turnpike today?
What did we listen to? Edward Sharp. Listen to Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros.
Tribe Called Quest.
What was it?
And some Tribe Called Quest.
Yes. It's good stuff, good stuff.
So what's next for you? What do you have coming up this summer?
This summer we have a few big shows booked. Where are we playing? Nelson's Ledges a few times up in Cleveland area. We're playing some casinos. We just opened up for Gavin DeGraw in New York City. That was
an
awesome, awesome opportunity. And actually, this coming Monday is the last day to stop voting for the Iron City Sound Contest, which is for the next brand ambassador. So we're hoping to get that. That'll probably open up a ton of doors.
Yeah, very good. So. Tell me, if I were to come to your show as an audience member, what should I expect from a Tara Lane show?
My band being awesome and rocking out, and me belting as loud as I can and shaking my butt.
It's fantastic.
So y'all should come out.
Well, thank you. That's it?
Yeah, shameless self-promotion all the time. I sing my website. I'm like, TaraLane.com.
Like, how does that make you feel, Eric?
fills me with joy.
Well, thanks so much for taking a few minutes to stop by and talk with us at Tri-State Indy in the Wood Stove House. I appreciate it. Have a great launch. I hope you have two great showcases, and congratulations on your recent successes, and good luck with everything.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Big thanks to Darling Parade, Lunik, Chip Green, and Tara Lane for taking time out of busy conference schedules to join us for Tri-State Indie Live Sessions at this year's 2012 Launch Music Conference in downtown Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Tri-State Indie is your online source for independent music news, covering local, regional, and national acts every day, and live at over 40 festivals a year. We also recently launched a new Artist Spotlight series at Tri-State Indie's website. Look for the Wood Stove House logo when you visit Tri-State online at tristateindie.com. You can link up with all the bands featured on today's program at woodstovehouse.com, where you can also check out past episodes of the program, subscribe to the show, or leave a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. If you like what you hear, please drop a comment on the show post, give us a good rating on iTunes, and be sure to tell your friends about the show. Around the Wood Stove was produced at the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Find us online at woodstovehouse.com.